Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show, where we embark on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. And before we delve into today's exploration of self-worth, let me share a story that encapsulates the essence of valuing oneself. Meet Sanjana, a young woman navigating the complexities of modern life. And like many of us, Sanjana found herself entangled in the web of comparison, constantly measuring her worth against the highlight reels of others on social media. One day, while scrolling through her feed, Sanjana stumbled upon an inspiring quote: "The flower doesn't compete with the flower next to it. It just blooms." And intrigued by this simple yet profound wisdom, Sanjana began a journey of self-discovery. She decided to replace comparison with celebration. And instead of focusing on what others had achieved, she started appreciating her own unique journey. And she began to acknowledge her strengths, even the ones she once considered insignificant. And as she cultivated this new mindset, something magical happened. Sanjana started setting boundaries that protected her well-being. She embraced challenges as opportunities for growth, and each setback became a stepping stone toward a stronger, more resilient version of herself. And Sanjana's story is not about perfection, so don't get me wrong, but about the beautiful imperfections that make her uniquely her. It's a story of recognizing her value and blooming in her own time and way. And guess what? You have a story just like Sanjana's, a narrative of growth, resilience, and self-discovery. So today's topic is one that's close to our hearts. Do you value yourself? It's time to dive deep into the essence of self-worth and understand just how crucial it is for our well-being. Hello all, I'm Kapil Gupta, founder of Study Abroad Academy. I'm on a mission to coach and mentor 100,000 high school students and help them realize their dream of studying in the best universities of the world and build happy careers for themselves. So, let's delve into the heart of our discussion. Do you value yourself? Starts now. Often in the hustle and bustle of life, we forget to pause and reflect on our own worth. Every individual is unique, with a set of qualities, talents, and experiences that make them special. And the first step towards personal development is recognizing and acknowledging your own value. Imagine a small town nestled between rolling hills, a place where everyone knew everyone, and life unfolded like the pages of a familiar book. And in this town lived Jatin, an ordinary person with an extraordinary story waiting to unfold. Jatin, like many of us, had spent years navigating life, often feeling like a small pebble in a vast river. And one day, as he was exploring an old bookstore, he stumbled upon a dusty journal, and its cover read, "Discover your unique strengths." Intrigued, Jatin delved into the journal's pages, where he found exercises that encourage introspection and self-discovery. And as he pondered the questions and reflected on his experiences, something remarkable happened. Jatin began to unearth strengths he'd never acknowledged before. He discovered an innate ability to empathize, turning moments of connection into profound relationships. And his knack for problem solving, often overlooked, became a beacon of innovation in his community. And these strengths, once hidden in the folds of routine, now colored Jatin's world with newfound vibrancy. And his perspective transformed from feeling like a passive observer to realizing he was an active participant, shaping his destiny with each unique strength he possessed. And next, step two, breaking free from comparison. Yeah, comparison is the thief of joy, they say. And in this age of social media, it's easy to fall into the trap of comparing our lives with others. But true self-value comes when we learn to appreciate our journey, embracing both successes and failures. In the bustling city of Reflectionville lived Lily, a young soul navigating the labyrinth of life. Like many, she often found herself entrapped in the web of constant comparison, measuring her progress against the seemingly perfect lives of those around her. And one day, as Lily strolled through the vibrant streets of Social Media Square, she couldn't escape the allure of beautifully curated lives that adorned her screen. Each photo, a brushstroke of perfection, fueled the flame of comparison within her. But Lily, weary of this relentless pursuit of comparison, decided to embark on a journey. She sought the wisdom of an elderly mentor who shared a simple yet profound insight. Life's beauty lies not in measuring up to others, but in discovering your own unique path. And with newfound determination, Lily started a comparison cleanse. She unfollowed accounts that triggered feelings of inadequacy, replacing them with sources that inspired personal growth. And slowly, the fog of constant comparison began to lift. And as Lily embraced her individual journey, something remarkable unfolded. She discovered the joy in her passions, relishing the uniqueness of her experiences. And the more Lily invested in her authentic self, the less power the illusion of comparison held over her. Then, coming to a very, very important step, setting boundaries for self-care. Because valuing yourself also means setting healthy boundaries. It's okay to say no when you need to, and it's crucial to prioritize self-care. Understanding your limits and taking care of your physical and mental well-being is a cornerstone of self-worth. So now, let's delve into the art of setting boundaries, a crucial skill in the dance of life. Meet Anil, a young professional with a heart as vast as the universe. Work, family, and social commitments often left Anil feeling stretched like a rubber band. But Anil decided it was time to regain control. So he began with listing priorities. Family, work, personal growth, all found a place on this sacred list. And anything not aligned with these priorities faced the chopping block and learned to say no. Because it isn't a negative word. It's actually a powerful shield. And Anil practiced saying no gracefully, realizing that declining certain invitations or commitments was a yes to personal well-being. And then Anil communicated boundaries openly, whether at work or with friends. Expressing limitations became a strength, and colleagues and loved ones respected Anil's honesty. So now, let's transition to self-care, the nurturing embrace we often deny ourselves. And just as you would schedule a meeting, schedule time for yourself. Yes, schedule me time. It could be reading, walking, or simply savoring a cup of tea. Make it sacred and disconnect to reconnect. Yeah, in a hyper-connected world, Anil realized the need to unplug. Setting specific times for digital detox allowed for genuine connection with oneself and loved ones. And finally, embrace the power of no guilt. Because self-care isn't selfish. It's a fundamental act of self-love. And Anil learned to embrace no guilt, whether it was turning down an invitation or indulging in a lazy weekend. Then this journey of self-worth is intertwined with the growth mindset. Then coming to step number 4, the journey of self-worth is intertwined with the growth mindset. Yes. Embracing growth mindset is the next step. Embracing challenges, learning from mistakes, and viewing setbacks as opportunities for growth are essential components of valuing oneself. Now, picture this. A young woman named Maya, navigating life's unpredictable seas. She faced a storm not of her making, but one that shook the very foundations of her world. She encountered a challenging phase when unexpected circumstances led to a sudden job loss. The waves of uncertainty crashed against her shores, threatening to erode the sands of her confidence. Yet, within the tempest, Maya discovered the beacon of a growth mindset, a belief that challenges are opportunities for growth. So instead of succumbing to despair, she saw a chance to redefine her path. She decided to embrace learning in the face of adversity. She enrolled in online courses, acquiring new skills that not only expanded her professional toolkit, but also fueled her passion for lifelong learning. And now, let's delve into the transformative power of adopting a growth mindset. Because then you'll be able to see challenges as opportunities. And Maya also reframed setbacks as stepping stones, realizing that each challenge carried a hidden gift, the chance to learn, evolve, and emerge stronger. Then, like a resilient tree, bending but not breaking in a storm, Maya learned to bounce back. Resilience became her armor, shielding her from the arrows of self-doubt. Maya's journey wasn't just about adapting. It was about thriving. She cultivated a thirst for knowledge, approaching each experience with curiosity and a willingness to learn. Then coming to the next step, step number 5, gratitude and self-reflection. Because in the rush of daily life, taking a moment for gratitude and self-reflection can be transformative. Acknowledging your achievements, no matter how small, fosters a positive mindset and reinforces your sense of value. And before we continue, let's take a moment to nurture gratitude within ourselves. Find a comfortable space, sit or lie down, and close your eyes if you can. And if you are driving or moving, that's okay too. Simply reflect. Think of something small or significant that happened recently. A moment that brought a smile to your face or a feeling of warmth to your heart. It could be a kind gesture, a shared laugh, or a simple sunrise. Hold that moment in your mind. Now, let's express gratitude for this moment. Say thank you in your mind, or if you can, out aloud. Feel the gratitude expanding within you like ripples in a calm pond. And as you continue with the podcast, carry this sense of gratitude with you. Remember, acknowledging the positive aspects of our lives can be a powerful catalyst for personal growth. Then let's dive back into our exploration of self-value and the journey of self-improvement. So as we conclude this episode, I want each one of you to reflect on the question, do you value yourself? Remember, self-worth is not about perfection, but about embracing your uniqueness. Take the time to nurture the relationship you have with yourself. Thank you for joining us today on the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show. Until next time, stay inspired and value the incredible person that you are. Thank you.